finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. We always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Howdy.
Hello.
How's it going?
This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
And I'm Grace.
And I'm... No, couldn't do it. Joe.
He tried really hard to do that, you guys. If I could create a visual.
That took effort.
Yeah.
To not do.
That was like your throat's going to be sore in the morning from the exercises it just performs.
It's like a loose throat.
It's like a loose throat. If you want the loose throat, that's what you got to do. It's like Kegels for your throat.
Oh, but like too much, like you pull a muscle and it just becomes flabby.
Like a turkey.
Loose throat.
Loose throat. Hashtag loose throat.
Hashtag loose throat. Loose Guzman throat.
So things have been really great here lately. Things have been going pretty well.
So you're talking about the other day. We're just going to talk on this one. No real theme, but...
no real team.
We realized just like this week was when Grace came here last year when she first moved in. Mm-hmm. And so we were just kind of like almost like our like move-in anniversary kind of thing. So
moving
we
were into just, a house together.
Yeah, it was like when we first started living together. So that was like kind of a moment.
That's mm-hmm. something that was a moment, yeah. We'd been seeing each other.
There it was. Ugh, I God, wasted it.
Better late than never, loose throat. Right?
Good old loose throat.
Good old loose throat. Loose throat. He sneaks up on you when you don't know he's coming.
That's enough of that.
Like you should, no, I take it there. Anyway, back to us spending our lives together.
Yeah, it's...
It's been a year.
It's been about a year. So
since
we were,
I moved from Georgia.
And we road tripped here. So it was like I flew there and we packed up her little red car and mm-hmm. we drove it here. And we stopped.
We took our time.
Yeah, we stopped a few places on the way. We stopped in Nashville.
Well, we started in northern Georgia, and we went up through North Carolina
to
into the Great Smoky National Park. And
right.
He hadn't seen the Smokies before, so I took him there. And we went to the highest point in the Smokies, Clingman's Dome, and took our time there. And then we went to Nashville. And
Was that when we went to the Jeff Mangum joke?
That's
and
we were, like,
laughing in the streets.
So laughing in the streets.
This is a very specific joke, but Nutramilk Hotel, the lead singer Jeff Mangum, was this is a true story based on lies.
This is a true story based on something we created.
We completely made up. But it was like so he like obviously had a thing for Anne Frank, and that was like his whole deal. And
yeah.
He wrote about the Nazis, World War II, whatever. But he was like obsessed with Anne Frank, and then he
found out she had died, and
right.
he was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I'm in love with this girl. And then he's like, what about her sister, Lisa Frank?
Oh God, that's right.
Yeah.
Lisa Frank was her sister, but I mean, like, we were like, oh, she's the one that draws all the things on the notebooks.
She's the one, yeah. She sat in front of him in like English class, and she would like doodle on her notebook like, I don't know, she's this girl, she draws these dolphins and polar bears, I don't even know. But
all I know is she's Anne Frank's sister, Lisa Frank.
But
he had a Boston accent.
Right. The whole point was that he was doing like a stand-up, and he's like, this part's like really vulgar, but he was like a stand-up talking about a girl that stood him up. He's like, let me just tell you how this bitch totally, he's like, friend-zoned me. Hardcore. Meaning Anne Frank. Like, she friend-zoned him so hard, they never met.
They never met. That's how hardcore. He's like, this bitch up and dies. Like, oh, 50 God. Years before I'm even born? What the fuck
How's
is that?
How she know I'm not going to be the one? How she know I'm not going to be the one?
She friend-zoned me. Hardcore.
Hardcore. And he's like, he's from like Louisiana.
I know. We made it from Boston. But that was in Nashville that we made that stupid joke.
And we only had like a few hours there. We got there around like 5 o'clock that night. We went to Music Row. And we drank like a little bit. But we were walking back. We'd been driving since like 5 in the morning. We'd been up forever. And we're like laughing so hard. I'm like... stumbling into the street.
Yeah, she like fell into the road. She was
because
laughing,
I laugh so. And I fall. Like, and so.
But we had a bunch of stops on that road trip. So Nashville was one of them. That was a fun town. It was cool.
Really
saw
cool.
some music. Then we went to Memphis, got some barbecue, went to Sun Studios.
Yeah, Sun Studios was
which
really
was awesome.
It was so much cool. That was probably like one of the best tours I've ever been on.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to kind of be cheesy.
No, it was awesome.
It's amazing.
That was so much fun.
It was
seeing
yeah.
that, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Memphis is sad, though. Memphis
drove
is
through
kind of
Arkansas's.
A sad place.
Didn't really stop. We just stayed for the night.
We did find a Mountain Dew Live Wire, which was pretty much the highlight of the trip.
But now it's like, it's out now. It's everywhere.
I know, but it had been a long time.
It had been a long time since you had seen it. So we
and
were
I thought
like,
that
oh,
it was like still there from the 90s, like in the middle of Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
Creator of the world's largest economy of mud.
Oh, yeah. It was Mud City.
Mud City.
Stopped in Oklahoma City, you know, because, you know, to see some memorials.
Some lighthearted bombing memorials.
You're just like, oh, you know, something fun. Something lighthearted.
Something to do on a first date.
Yeah. Like, you know, just like, I don't know, just thought we would see the city. And all we saw was the monument to the bombings.
Well, we wanted to go to
which is
see,
so sad.
Oh, yeah. It was
and
definitely
it was a
nicely, more impactful.
Nice memorial.
We were actually going there to see Wayne Coyne's art gallery, but it was completely closed and they were having a private party. So we just creepily walked around the building.
Drove up through Kansas, went through some towns there.
Oh, that was so cool.
Stopped and got a standalone A&W, which is very rare.
Yeah.
And
it was really cool.
Got to enjoy that. Got a mug. And then we went to Denver from there.
Got to enjoy the flat fields and all the white people.
All the white.
No, seriously. Like, we walked into the A&W, and it was, like, out of a movie how Midwestern and quiet it was. And everyone was, like, angry looking and tired.
Yeah. It was like, I was out in the farm all day.
I was out in the farm all day. I'm only 5 years old.
But he looks like he's 30.
Yeah. He has to be that he's like, I skipped the first grade, face. And now I'm in second grade.
So that's been... it's been a year since then.
That's what brought us here,
and
yeah.
So we've done a lot more road trips and stuff like that. But that was like our first big road trip adventure.
And it was over 2,000 miles and we moved across the country. I think that's a lot. That says a lot about us. Like, oh, we took a road trip upstate together. Like, yeah, well, we drove like almost 2,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's our road trip.
It was a long drive.
But it wasn't that bad once you finally let me drive. So,
yeah. I still regret that.
I love the way you spelled anniversary.
I knew you
I
would.
I love you so
I
much.
I knew you would.
We need to keep going.
Birds are bullshit.
Oh, yeah. So we're all familiar with what birds are.
Come on.
But let me just start off with at my old apartment in Georgia, there was this bird that always woke up at the wrong time of day. Like, I would hear him at like two in the morning.
Stay you.
At like 2 a.m, like tweeting. Not on his phone, but like actually verbalizing his calls.
That was good. That was funny.
And so, like, you know, obviously birds don't really know what they're talking about because this dude was up on like a meth binge at like 2 a.m. screaming in my window. So then this morning we heard another bird like chirping by the window. We're not Cinderella, so I don't know what the hell you're doing there. But they just, you know... They tweet really loud and think that everybody wants to listen to them and everyone's going to try to mimic their voices with whistles. Like, they're like, yes, try to get my attention. I know you're fucking human.
There's like people out here and they're like, I don't know, just
everyone is such so like, boners about birds.
Like a bird, yeah. And I'm just like, they're like my least favorite animal.
I know.
They're just like kind of, they fly around. They're cool, I guess. But like, I want like something I can hang out with and play with.
I
want
to know that I can count on you to be my wingman, but not literally. I mean, figuratively.
My wingman. Good, that was good. But so, like, yeah, they can't. They don't do anything.
They don't even know how to eat popcorn right, like without exploding. They don't. So it's like okay, birds. You know, they make all these movies about them. Everybody sits around.
They can't even handle fireworks.
They can't even handle fireworks. And it's like, what do you mean by that? Like, they can't operate dynamite.
Like you see them with a match in their wing, and they're like trying to light it,
and it's like falling and singeing their feathers.
Birds can't handle fireworks.
Birds can't handle fireworks. Well, you know, remember that time that all those birds fell from the sky just because like LA set off fireworks, and like then in Seattle, all these birds like
I heard about that.
Yeah, or something like that. It's definitely not those two places, though. Anyway.
No.
That is incorrect.
That was just a random tidbit we came up with this morning.
Little tidbit.
So we thought we'd talk about it. It didn't go far. All right. So things that... Every time.
I love it. I think there should be a drum pad effect of just hitting the drum pad.
Let's try moving on to like topics. All right. So
topics. Topical.
So that was a little bit about how life is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what? Sometimes life is still awesome, but just shit is just all going wrong.
Yeah. And
everything just kind of gets all like, one thing goes wrong, steamrolls, and it's whatever. It snowballs. That's another term. You can get steamrolled.
That is another term. That is the opposite snowballed. Of what I mean. Something, like some bald.
It snowballs. Gets worse.
Gets worse.
Whatever. And just shit goes wrong. And like you just have a shitty day, week, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just been going wrong lately.
Yeah.
And we hate complaining. It's like our least favorite thing.
Especially
we don't
publicly
wanna,
and, you know.
We don't like complaining. We don't want to bring everybody down. But we also like just talking about everything that's going on, whether it's good or bad.
And sometimes like we keep things to ourselves and then our family finds out about it later and it's like shocking to them. But we're just doing it so we don't stress them out or hurt them and make them worry and things
like
that.
Not everybody wants to hear about your shit.
I know. And we're adults, you know, and we have our lives here so we can handle it. But I guess, let's see. Well, I lost my job. That happened. And
it was laid off.
It was a ridiculously
just happening all over random. The place. Everybody's getting laid off.
I didn't do like not to, well, let's just talk about it. They called me 30 minutes before my shift and told me not to come in, that the owner had come in and just like arbitrarily fired people for no reason.
He like had a bad day. He like came in, he was like, you know what? We got to trim the fat. Let's just get rid of some random people and like just fired random people like with no, no reason. There was no like, oh,
well,
this guy's.
I was fired for being a student apparently, which is discriminatory. So.
But like they were like, oh, it's don't take it personally, this or that. But that was all the managers. But like the owner was the guy who just came in and just said like, all right, you're all done. Like, and like,
not even
fired
thinking about
half,
the lives of the people he's like affecting. So
fired like half the staff just in one day just because he was in a bad mood. And like that's just power that people shouldn't have. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It should go through a process.
Yeah, so it didn't and it just kind of happened. But that's kind of where I am. So Joe, you know, we're still like newlyweds. We just moved in together. And so it's, you know, it's different when one person has to support. But it's been fine. And I've been writing and studying. And anyway, it sucks though. Things can just change. So we're just not complaining about it. And
we're
trying
fine
to make the best of it.
It's not like a worry I have.
No.
It's just
it's
an annoyance. And it's like, it's now it's like in the way. And like, it's not easy to just run out and get a job. We have all these commitments around our schedules or your old schedule,
my
schedule.
We always try to do so many things.
And so now we have a lot of things coming up and you can't just walk into a place and be like, oh, by the way, I need off like every other day and stuff like that. And like, I need off like a week in this. And that's, you can't just join a job, you know, start a job and it's like that. So
already
you
have like, asking time off.
So you have to wait a little bit a while. But I don't know. We're positive. We're still like going about and doing things.
We were still doing.
Yeah. We're doing all the normal things. Nothing feels different. It's just like,
it is stressful to know that somebody can just have that control over your life and for no fair reason. And it can completely change the course of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
the truth.
So we all know about Lola that we had before and we talked about Lola. And so Joe and I have desperately been trying to get a new dog and
for like weeks now, we've been looking online, looking at shelters, looking at rescues and all that stuff. So doing a lot of that research. And then we finally thought we found a few. We were in the shelter and they were like, oh, you know, that this one's good, this one's not good,
but
whatever.
One thing about it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, so then finally they were like, oh, what about this one? We just got her in a few days ago. She just had some surgery.
We don't know much about her.
She was a stray, like, so let's see how she is with you. We see her, we meet her, it was great. We were like, all right, this is gonna be fine. And they were like, yeah, she's a stray, we don't have much information, whatever, this and that. So we get her, we come back for her, get her, whatever. They're like, oh, her name's Daisy. She's six. It was like a foxhound. And we were like, all right, let's just go for a walk quick and then we'll fill out the paperwork. We go for a walk.
See how she does on a leash.
And she's like peeing, but she's not peeing. Like she keeps like squatting and just like little
just,
dribbles
like,
come out.
Yeah.
And she's not urinating correctly.
And the woman was like, oh no, like this isn't good. Like we need to take her back. And it turns out she had bladder stones removed and had just gotten out of surgery. And we were told that it might be like a UTI or inflammation, but it was, you know, post-op. So it's kind of normal to have a problem going to the bathroom. So we took her home. We got her a bed. We got her, you know, all the cute little things. We got her a leash. I mean, a name tag. And we're just having a great time because she got along with Snickers perfectly. Like they were sleeping together.
Yeah, she was well trained.
She could sit and shake. And she was so loving and patient and quiet. She didn't even bark.
Yeah,
we heard her bark once.
Either, but basically, she was a good dog.
She was a really good sweet dog.
And she, we were fine. Everything was fine. But she just
wasn't going to the bathroom.
It was getting worse. She kept going out, and she would squat and squat, and it was just getting worse and worse. and we had her on antibiotics and everything like that. And it was like, this isn't getting better. And we finally took her to the vet.
Yeah.
And good.
Oh, no, sorry. And her bladder was completely like obstructed. Like she hadn't peed in 2 weeks or more. And she was actually like, her potassium levels were going so high, she could be in cardiac arrest. And they're like, you immediately need to go take her and get her pumped. Like, you know, this isn't normal. So like we had to bring her back to the shelter. They took everything out or whatever, but then they kept her overnight and they basically said like, she just doesn't know how, she can't go to the bathroom by herself.
When she showed up, they said that they took out almost 100 bladder stones. Mm-hmm. And so that must have irritated her bladder so much and also caused her muscle to like
expand so much
that it no longer contracts. And so basically she like can't urinate. So they're going to have to take her to somewhere else
to have like a catheter in her all the time.
Yeah. They're going to, we had her for 2 weeks. She was a great dog. And then all these things were just piling up. And so we had to give her back, and it's unfortunate. And now we're like, it's hard. It's like, you don't want to, are we going to rush right back into getting one? Like, I feel like I want to, but then I'm like, but I feel bad, like not feeling sad about this dog. And there's just a lot of things all at once. And it's one of those situations where it just snowballs. And then, you know, rent's going up. And then we have, there's like random things going, you know, that just keep going
wrong.
Little
bills, like our car wasn't starting the other
day. Yeah, that's right. The car wasn't starting. Mm-hmm. Our friend came to visit, Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
And she came to visit, and it was just the day before she was coming to visit,
the car would not start
like all day. We had to finally get it started, take it to a mechanic. They're like, oh, it could be this. It's going to be like $500. And we're like, we don't have that.
Yeah. And then I investigated it and found out it might just be this really small thing. And so I took it to the store and the guy like fixed it for $5, like just clean the battery. And I'm like, oh, this is it. Like, this is it. Like it was an easy fix, not like $500. I got so mad thinking that Pep Boys swindled us. And then, it might have actually been
an educated guess.
Oh, yeah.
And we just weren't going to be willing to go.
It just seems so different. That's why I had that reaction.
$500 for just an educated guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and then the car started working after that. And then it was kind of not working when Caitlin was here. Now it's fine. But we're like, okay, we're playing Russian roulette with this car. But we don't really have a choice. I mean, these are things that just kind of happen in real life.
These things happen.
But everything is like so amazing. And we're so happy and, you know, still doing things that make us truly happy. Not the material things and weird worldly commitments that we have. And it's just, I don't know, not to get like super mushy, but it's real life and it's the life you want to share with somebody. And it's like good, even when it's so bad, because it wouldn't be anybody else.
And like I said before, like nobody wants to hear about your bullshit. No. Like the things going
wrong
in your
life.
You just
need to talk to each other about it.
Like nobody wants to hear about it. So why not just, let it out with each other and then get over it. Like these are experiences that we're having. And I just like, I want more people to think like, all right, a lot of these things are going wrong, but you know what? Life's still rad.
Right.
And, like,
life's still awesome.
And I'm still alive. I still have this and that. And still have most of the things that you have. It's just like, sometimes things are just going wrong, but you still have so much. And just stay positive, stay above it. Cause it's not going to do anything for you to just dwell. I mean, not to ignore it, but to sit and dwell on it and talk about it constantly.
It won't change anything. It's better to have like a positive attitude that gives you energy to go out and like fix the problem. And like, we just know from surrounding ourselves with like-minded people like that, it can make it so different. Cause when you're around people who are negative, you know, we'll just start to,
you go down that road.
You totally like sink into it.
It's way easier to like complain and like give in to the, you know, the anger or the depression or the whatever. Like it's so much easier to give in, but it's like once you do fight it, it's kind of like when people say like they hate exercising, but like if you exercise enough, you start really enjoying it. It's the same thing with fighting off, you know, depression or anything like that. And I know it's not always easy. It's not always completely in your control, but just to get past just the bullshit and just enjoy life. Keep going. Cause it's not that bad. It really isn't.
And I always try to think like, how much are we going to remember this like years and years from now? Like maybe we'll remember that just after we got married, I lost my job. But do you think I'm even going to think about the people at work or like, you know, the people who did something wrong? I'm not going to remember and think about, cause life will have so many wonderful things happen in between then that it's just like a fight you had. You're not going to remember what annoyed you 2 weeks ago,
right?
But you'll remember something awesome you did thinking positive. That's what I always try to think.
Yeah. Let's talk about Hip hop dad.
Oh, hip hop dad.
Hip hop dad.
Oh, hip hop dad. Can we please make a picture of hip hop dad?
Hip hop dad is like the cool dad.
Who's gonna draw a picture of hip hop dad for me? That's what I'm wondering.
He has to be folding his arms. He has to have like big, like the big sunglasses.
I think the artist, yeah. And what are the pants that you had when you were a kid?
Bugle boy?
No. The scats, not scats. The ones that have all the different patterns on them. Oh, gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'll remember.
I had the pants that zipped off right into shorts.
Yeah. Well, duh. For us, by us.
For emergency sport, for emergency short, no.
Nope.
For short emergencies, you need to be able to zip off your pants into shorts.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, now I got to think of like a song to sing that with.
No.
No? Okay.
So hip hop dad is like the cool dad, right? Mm-hmm. And so he tries to make puns, but he's using hip hop, but he only knows like older hip hop.
He's trying to be like relatable to his son, but he's like extremely outdated in his knowledge of musicians.
That's right.
So he's like,
so dad, he's like talking to his kids. He's like trying to, yeah, you know, maybe
he's
discipline
like trying
him
to tell them
something like that.
Yeah, trying to tell them the rules, trying to tell them how to behave.
You know the rules of my house.
He's like, and he's a white guy, and he's
yes.
like he turns
yes,
around and
very
he's like,
white, the whitest of white.
He's the whitest of white, the whitest of Walter Whites. Yeah. Okay. He's like, make sure you know Ja Rules of the house, because be Jamera quiet. You better be Tupac Shakur. I don't find out about anything, or I'll outcast you. Or I'll outcast you to your room.
And they're like, Dad, that's
and then
that
he's
was
like,
the worst
he's
thing
like,
I've ever
all
heard.
Right, guys, now go back to your room. Yeah. Like that's him normally.
Hip hop dad. Don't mess with hip hop.
He does have like a show, like he comes out and like it's him turning around like in his business suit, but then him turning around and being like in his hip hop outfit.
Right.
It's hip hop dad. No, it's like he's hip hop dad and he's
here to say
he's going to tell you the rules of every day. And then he's like turning around and his kids are like rolling their eyes. They're like, Dad. The mom's dead, of course, because she would be controlling the situation otherwise.
And then that sparks wifing around
the house.
Oh,
right. Exactly. What's the dad's catchphrase? I can't remember.
Oh,
now.
It was something so stupid.
What? That's
yeah,
right.
It was what? It was just what? He just like would turn and go, what?
And then everyone
like
was like,
Dad never knows what's going on.
Dad's always so out of it. And then they're like, he's like,
Dad's
what?
Always drunk. Like it gets really serious.
Yeah. Dad's on pills again. And he's like, what? And then they're like, yeah.
He said the thing he says.
Yeah, it's like fake clap tracks.
He says the thing he says.
So like the show is like, it's called Wifing Around the House. And like the intro goes like the husband's like wifing around, and then the wife turns around, she's like the house, because she's so tired and sassy. She's like, I'm unhappy, but it's funny because I'm a hot blonde.
It always ends with the house. Like it's so stupid. Why? Could just be wiping around. No, they have to add the house.
I need to know where this takes place, or I'm not gonna watch the show.
And then there's spinoffs like wiping around the.
They get rich. It's like wiping around the mansion. Like,
oh, okay.
Maybe. Or no, funny. No. They have different time zone ones. So it's like wiping around the cave. And it's like a prehistoric version. But that's the Flintstones. So
that's the Flintstones.
It was the exact plot of the Flintstones.
That is the exact plot of the Flintstones.
Oh my God, I can't believe we missed this game. We missed this show by like 60 years. We would have been rich.
I know. But there's good, okay, so I'm going to a lot of shows lately. Went to a lot of concerts of recently. Like we said, Caitlin came to visit. We saw Reptar.
Yeah, that was awesome. We took her to the mountains.
Radio.
The Punch Brothers.
Punch Brothers.
The Punch Brothers.
We saw Jeff Tweedy with his son.
Oh my God, yeah. In a beautiful opera house. We saw Pete Holmes. Yep, with Rob Bell.
Seth Avett and
Jessica
Mayfield. Mm-hmm. They covered Elliot Smith.
Oh, and yeah.
So, like, we've been seeing a lot of these shows, and we've been going to a lot of we had to go up to Boulder a few times mm-hmm. to see some of the shows.
We went skiing a few times.
Have we gone since?
We went skiing with Josh when I got my tattoo.
That's right. We went to Copper. I thought we talked about that, but
no.
Not a big deal. That's Snickers sniffing.
Yeah, Snickers goes. we're looping that sound at the end.
Wait, where was I?
We were talking about.
Damn it!
No, we were talking about all the good things that we've been doing.
I'm just the shows laughing that at the we fact. Were going to. Yeah. And we went to Boulder, mm-hmm. and Boulder is like the whitest of white towns.
Yes,
and it's like just everybody has like
the sidewalks are like polished in gold. Like
yeah. Everybody
it's the
has
cleanest ways you'll ever
the
see
the most expensive. Like clothes.
Oh my God.
But like they're like, you know,
they're meant to look dirty.
Right. No, not dirty, but they look like, you know, you're going to go be a paleontologist.
Oh, right. So they have like, put it this way, like the girls put their ponytail through like their hats.
Yeah.
They have like socks that they fold over. And like one of their shirts always has to be from like a race that they ran, like like Iron Man or like which marathon.
They have bumper stickers on their body.
Yeah, they have Colorado Native like a tattoo on their like to sticker on their back.
So we're driving around Boulder and just like we see these people, we go to like a store and it's like they're so snotty and
oh
it's like
gosh.
All organic. Everything's yeah. It was just
everything's like edible and decomposable and
it was
like
out of control.
Yeah.
And like I felt like a minority. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, this is what it feels like probably to black people hanging out with a bunch of white people.
We just know the struggle now. You know?
Like I feel like mm-hmm. I wasn't white.
I feel like I'm discriminated against and I just drove into town.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how it felt.
I already know that there's a hate crime being planned right now.
Like, and like everywhere was like charging us for like bags.
Oh my God.
So it was like, we were like, the catchphrase of Boulder is like, Boulder, where they charge you to be human.
Yeah. Boulder, where they charge you to be a human. And it's like, the commercial, like at the end, is like, inhale. He's like, cha-ching. And then they're like, exhale, cha-ching.
Yeah. And it's like, because like, they care so much about like the earth and
bullshit
and
like,
stuff
that.
Like that. And bullshit like that. Happy Earth Day, Earth.
Happy Earth Day, by the way, guys.
But, you know, we love nature so much.
We have
like,
three recycling bins, okay?
We do have three recycling.
We have three huge recycling bins.
Huge.
Not like a box.
Nope,
like
dumpster
a trash.
Size.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And, like, we, like, find things to recycle. Like, what are we going to buy so we can recycle and fill up these bins?
Yeah, we have to go out of our way. But it's, yeah, they're just, they're over the top. It's just too much.
Yeah.
And it's Boulder where they charge you to be a person.
They really do. They charge just to get bags at the grocery store. Like, how many bags do you have? And I ran into the pharmacy just to grab like tampons. And I was like, can I use your bathroom? She's like, it's just for emergencies.
I went to buy 10 pawns.
And I'm like,
I need to play chess right now. I already have the queen and the pawn and the rook.
And the rook.
The rook.
And she looks at me and she's like, checkmate. Like, ew.
That got real weird.
That got really weird really quickly. I just wrote a David Lynch movie. She was like, only for emergencies. I'm like, well, I pretty much just ran in through your door like, and immediately bought these tampons. I left a shape of my body
Damn
in
it!
The door.
You
know,
said it before I could.
You know that we were always going to be like that. We can't play games. Let's get really cute and obnoxious. We can't play games where you have to write down what you're thinking because we always write the same thing.
Always.
We can't do it.
We play like a party game like a few times.
It's so random. It's so hard to actually guess the same thing.
Yeah.
But we always do.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. Working on that loose throat with that expression.
What was take care of my... Oh, it was like the last time... Oh, that was supposed to go with...
Yeah, with me moving here.
With
it's
you
like,
moving here. So, let's just reroute back. I'm going to spin the record. I'm going to find a sound wave of the record screeching backwards.
And go... No, everything I say goes backwards. Like, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah. Back to what we were talking
and
about.
And then, like, it's a loop of my laugh. It's like...
You were like, oh, that was the joke. It was like, oh, last time before I moved here... You were taking care of your own business. And then I was like, taking care of your business.
Your business.
You mean like the ice cream place? TCBY.
TCBY.
Take care of business your.
And then like you can be more direct with it. Like take care of business yourself. So it's like before I moved here, he owned a TCBY. He owned a TCBY and like, but until then he was working by himself. but then when I moved here, we became business partners.
No, that's too much. That's gone too far. TCBY is dead.
You
I think
know,
that's
you
it.
You know that. That yeah.
I think that's it. We got to call it.
Curtains.
So, That's
we didn't get to say the lighthearted notebook part, but that's okay. Or careers and children.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Well, that was one of the jokes. It was like, I'm a lighthearted. We have a lighthearted romantic life. Like, I always forget things, and she has to keep reminding me. It's lighthearted, like the notebook.
And she, yeah.
Like,
it's like the cute, classic, like cutesy love story of like, boy meets girl, like the notebook.
Like the notebook. Like, oh, I always forget everything. I'm so forgetful. Thanks for reminding me, honey.
You're so sweet to help me remember these things. I'm so clumsy. I always forget
things. I'm so forgetful.
And then, like, the joke in the show is he would lose his head if it wasn't attached to him. And you're like, oh, God, he has Alzheimer's.
All right, guys. That's it for us. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to our business.
We're going to put this one up soon. Maybe put this one up first, then we'll edit the one with Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa. Either way.
Live your life.
Who cares? I love you all.
I'm going to love you all, Marta.
And have a good one.
Ew, we're looping that sound at the end.